with the Sugar Babes and Lewis Capaldi.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria peaking at 33 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg and Mbombela 31. The president had some strong words for Gauteng's leadership today on his visit to the province for a service delivery oversight meeting.
The environment that one observed was not a pleasing environment.
After the address, Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi responded to the president's experience of Nasrec during a pre-G20 event.
It was just unfortunate that those incidents happened before we put our G18 processes to deal with those challenges. But it's not an excuse. I must emphasize that. The problem was that the planning teams that planned for these events, there was a huge miscommunication. What is it that can be done by provinces and local government? What is it that can be done by national government?
Residents of Johannesburg, on the other hand, are not entertained by the president's words.
He shouldn't act surprised because they're not doing anything to take care of it. He's just saying because he's around.
In other news, the United States has withdrawn from the Just Energy Transition Partnership with South Africa and other developing countries. This follows an executive order signed by U.S. President Donald Trump. He terminated the country's participation in the International Partners Group that launched the initiative at the COP26 Climate Summit in 2021. Anastasia Mokhobu has more.
The Just Energy Transition Partnerships are funding agreements between wealthy nations and developing economies to help them transition away from coal. South Africa was the first country to secure such a deal in 2021, followed by Indonesia, which secured over $20 billion in financing the next year. But under Trump's leadership, the U.S. has now pulled out of its multi-million dollar commitment to Pretoria. The Just Energy Transition Project Management Unit in the presidency has acknowledged the decision. The withdrawal comes amid ongoing tensions between Pretoria and Washington over various policies, including the expropriation law. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
In other news, the Department of Water and Sanitation is actively monitoring the Vaal Dam's water levels. The department wants to ensure that necessary precautions are in place in line with dam safety standards, as the dam is approximately 99% full. According to the department, water is being released through five of the dam's valves. And news from the continent, Sudan has filed a case against the United Arab Emirates, arguing that the Gulf state is complicit in genocide over its alleged support for Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces. The news was confirmed by the International Court of Justice earlier today. Khartoum contends that the UAE is complicit in the genocide of the Masalit community in Sudan through its direction of, and I quote, provision of extensive financial, political and military support for the rebel RSF militia. I'm Alina Fischer from myself and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place. That night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without